Oh, are you starting to wake up? Come on, get up. Nothing? Wakey, wakey. Wake the fuck up. There you go. How you feeling? Like shit, I imagine. Don't bother trying to talk. Most of the muscles in your body won't be working for quite some time due to the drug I slipped in your drink earlier. I'm glad I stashed the remainder from the Haskins job. Stuff works wonders. But you're slipping. I'm almost disappointed it works so well. Almost. That look of panic in your eyes is amazing. Hey, it's good to see you again. I can see you're surprised to see me again. Admittedly, it took longer than I thought it would to find you. You always were great at covering your tracks. I will admit the plan for your getaway was nearly flawless. All the chaos meticulously planned down to the minute and executed so well. Even I was fooled for a moment. Fortunately, I was always good at seeing through your bullshit. I waited in silence for a week, hoping for a sign from you. That I could follow you. Or that you were okay. Anything. I thought you left me out of the plan so I wouldn't get hurt when the guild was looking for retribution. To protect me. You always wanted to protect me, to keep me safe. Even though you knew I was better than you in every way. And I loved it. My own bodyguard, you and me versus the world. I was always so excited and happy when we were put out on a job. We complimented each other so well and the jobs went so smoothly. And then it changed between us. We just finished our biggest job yet. We were giddy on adrenaline and hiding out on the roofs. Then the night of glass started. We'd both forgotten it was going to happen that night. We were too caught up in planning and executing the heist. So when it started, we were both in awe. After taking in the spectacle, I looked at you. The wonder in your eyes made my heart flutter. And I knew, in that wonderful moment, I was going to make you mine. You remember what happened next, don't you? I leaned over and tapped your shoulder. And when you looked at me, I kissed you. Lightly at first, and then getting more and more passionate. Our mouths were hungry for each other. Our bodies ached for each other. That night was one of give and take, and we gave and took. Your strong hands gently caressing my face, then my breasts, then my aching wet cunt, and my hands all over your chest, and then your hard, throbbing cock, our moans echoing through the night as our lust took over. Then all our following nights and jobs, we could not keep our hands from each other. We became intimately familiar with one another. But due to the nature of our profession, we never opened up to one another. Which is why, when you became more distant from me, while it hurt, I knew you had a reason for it. This was when you began your plan, wasn't it? That look in your eyes tells me I'm right. You know, I've learned a lot of things during my career as a thief. Some useful, some dangerous, some universal truths. Furthermore, since I became the leader of the guild, I know I need to protect all of my thieves. Everyone who is a part of the guild deserves that. When someone violates the sanctity of that trust, they must be punished. As the leader, I need to get to the bottom of the reason of the betrayal. In order to be able to enact a fitting retribution. So I started to dig. And while you did a great job of hiding your tracks, I know all your tricks. And you know what I found? Look at me. That your big plan was to chase after a merchant's whore of a daughter. That you did this for what? A chance at a normal life? By the blessed above, how arrogant are you? No, scratch that. How stupid are you that you thought you could get away with this? I've thought long and hard on what your punishment is going to be. She's pretty, you know. Is that what drew you to her? All curves, innocence, and naivety. She can't be that interesting as a daughter of a merchant. Oh, that look of anger doesn't suit you. Don't worry. I won't touch a hair on her head. Thieves promise. No, I have a much better idea than that. At first, when I discovered your reason, I was just going to cut off your cock, but that was too brutal and unsubtle. Then I thought, maybe I should take off your fingers, but those are so good at opening tight little locks. And besides, that would be boring and not worth my time. As a backup, I thought to steal the dagger your father gave you, but again, boring. Then, while tailing your beloved harlot, I thought to myself, I wonder if you've opened up to her, like you didn't with me. Of course, I couldn't ask her that directly. No, I needed one of my associates, no one you know, to become a confidant to her. She is quite the vapid person. Nothing but unimportant drivel was reported to me. But looking a little closer at the subtext, and what was not mentioned, revealed something fascinating. You haven't bet her, have you? She's saving herself for a husband, to become a mother. And like a flash, I had my retribution. She has said she wants a good, honest man to be her husband. Oh, if only she knew what you've done. How many lives you've ruined. How many men you've killed. But most importantly, she wanted someone who had no previous children of his own. No attachments. I can see I've lost you a bit. Let me be blunt. I am going to steal your first child. Your cock is going to spill its seed inside my cunt, and I am going to have your child. No special herbal remedy to get rid of this one. Yes, struggle. You can't get away. This is going to happen. When your courtship attempt fails and your investments and wealth dry up, you know who to blame. You're mine. You've always been mine. And you can never get away. And if you attempt anything to stop me or harm me, the blood of a child will be on your hands. Now first, I'm gonna get you nice and hard. Let me just... There we are. Much better. Did you miss my body? You really need to look me in the eye when I ask you a question. Well, looks like part of you missed me. Look at it twitch. You are longing for this mouth and tongue, aren't you? Oh, you hate this, don't you? The fact that your cock wants me. The fact how you're wanting to come so bad in the mouth that's done this so many times to you. But you aren't going to come in my mouth. Otherwise, I'll have to drug you again and we will be here all night. Despite the way my tongue and lips tease and suck you, and how bad you want to resist, your body submits to me. You will come deep inside me. There we go, nice and hard. You certainly missed this, didn't you? Now, are you ready for me to fuck you? Not like you have a choice. I'm gonna demand one other thing from you. You will look me in the eye as I ride you and as you come. I want to see every little emotion on your face. If you don't, your little whore might have a terrible accident. Oh, those tears are wonderful, sweetie. Don't worry, This will all be over soon. Oh, fuck. I miss this feeling of you inside me. Can you feel how wet I am for you? I got myself all worked up waiting for you to wake up, thinking about what I was gonna do to you. These sensations, I miss them so much. The feeling of you plunging deep inside me as I ride you, watching your face as you're begging me with your eyes for me not to do this, to give you mercy. You know me better than that, don't you? I always see to the end of a job. Can you feel me clench around your length? I know you loved when I did that before. It always made you come so quickly. Come. You know you want to. Your body is screaming for it. Are you ready to be a father? Your tears say no, but your body says otherwise. Fuck, I'm getting close too. Will you be able to last with my cunt clenching and twitching and pulsing all around your cock? Fuck, just give in. Come. Come. Come inside me. Come. Amazing, as always. And our child will also be amazing, with two of the city's best thieves as parents. One last thing for me to take. This little handkerchief I know she gave you. My associate suggested that she give it to you. I'm going to show this to her as proof of your infidelity. It's good to see you. Don't be a stranger now.